welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and this is Hour 2. We have our Health and Wellness Hour. Pamela from Lumen Photon is here. Hello, Pamela.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. How are you today?
Very good. We're working on a couple different fronts to try to get what we call, I call this morphogenic field therapy. Now, morphogenic in Latin means to form or to birth or to create, just like a fetus that's created in a mother's womb. Morphogenic field therapy means that there's a series of energy frequencies that are primarily infrared light, electrical, electromagnetic, and they're what we call DC harmonic resonant circuits. Those DC circuits go through tight junctions and cells. They go down collagen and the fascia of your tissues through the collagen side groups, the hydroxyproline side groups on your collagen. They jump literally as biophotons. They go down myelinated, non-myelinated nerve fibers, and their signals generated in the nuclei in the base of the brain actually send signal to your organs, like your liver, to still be a liver. That's why if you take a liver out of somebody and you even put it in a heart-lung bypass, it doesn't stay a liver for more than a couple of days and it starts to become non-liver. How's that? Kind of scary and funny. So you can't transplant a liver after it's been sitting in a heart-lung bypass machine for, say, a week. It just doesn't work. Now, why is this important? Because the Lumen Photon and Dr. Nogier discovered that if you use certain frequencies, the highest energy is the lowest frequency, and then if you move up to frequency 3, it's the skin and the brain. It's called neuroectoderm. So in the fetal state, neuroectoderm forms the notochord, the tube that folds over to form your spinal cord and your peripheral and central nerves. The pons, the base of the brain, and eventually the brain itself. The next frequency is for the internal organs, liver, kidneys, spleen, etc. And then the next is the endocrine, and these are higher frequencies. Endocrine is 5, internal organs are 4 in terms of frequency setting on the aluminum machine. Now in the on phase of the lights, it's flickering at a specific frequency, almost like a frequency-modulated radio or television station, like your old TV stations you had back, 20 years ago. We kind of adjust the rabbit ears and turn it so that you get a good signal from the tower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way the body works is that tower is in the base of your brain. And the primary, if you want to call it the maestro, are the basal nuclei and the pineal gland that regulates the firing of these frequencies. And there's certain frequencies that occur only at night while you're asleep in stage 4 sleep that actually activates your stem cells and tells them to get off the microcirculatory freeway so they actually rebuild your organs. Now, Lumen Photon does a bunch of things that are really unique. Number one, immediately raises nitric oxide. So if you have a problem with blood pressure, nitric oxide, you want to put it over your kidneys because the kidneys are one of the main organs that regulates your blood pressure. That's why some of the best drugs are ACE receptor blockers or ACE inhibitors. Or the newer drug now for heart failure, it's called Entresto, that has I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, it's a what's called natokinase enzyme inhibitor. Basically, it basically blocks the natriuretic peptidase inhibitor. It protects your blood vessels by blocking the destruction of the enzyme that protects your blood vessel walls. So when you put the Lumen over the kidneys, and they did research with the Lumen machine, they found that it dropped the level of C-reactive protein in one of the major heart markers for inflammation in over 90% of the time. It dropped it into a normal range. Where was it studied on, Pam, do you remember?
Washington University.
And that's in St. Louis, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've spoken down there at Washington University years ago. And we have some conferences there at our Academy of Environmental Medicine. Now, what Lumen also does is it raises what's called the electron density of the cytochromes of your cell. So immediately it increases the activity of high-energy molecules in your cell, including ATP and NADH. Adenosine triphosphate, or nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, in its reduced form. That means high-energy molecules are there, so the state is what's called a high-redox state, which is also alkaline. Because when the cell is well-oxygenated and high electron density, it's immediately and instantaneously alkaline, which stops the promotion of cancer, stops autoimmune disease, and turns off inflammation, and cytokine levels drop to normal, which is always tied in with inflammation or infection. So if you're trying to, say, stop asthma or stop coronary artery calcification or stimulate your brain after you've had ECMO brain because you had heart-lung bypass or you had radiation treatment, or you're trying to heal gums and your teeth and improve perfusion, you immediately want to slap the Lumen pads over those areas and turn them on. And it doesn't matter if you're a human or a budgie bird or a dog or a big horse. This works in all biological systems. Pretty cool, hey?
It is. Very cool.
Has anybody ever used the Lumen pads to try to help the plants grow faster, too?
You know, I don't know about that, but that would be pretty fascinating. I might try that in my own greenhouse.
Yeah. And you probably wouldn't need many minutes, so you'd probably have the pads and just bring them over the plants for a matter of seconds. And the reason is that the way things work, and I've done some research on this, is what lumen pads do is they open up the ion channels in your cell membrane after they talk to the DNA. And the ion channels bring minerals into the cell, which unmask the proteins and turn on genes. So basically, gene activation is and gene balancing, which is what's called a methylation index, determines the health of your blood vessel walls, turns on the genes to actually make your cells healthy and robust and your cell, stem cells regenerate. Now, I've thought of several alternatives to try to get these frequencies in, and one of them is to embed it on the frequency of the lumen machine itself. So I'm working on that track where you can have a little device. You just plug your lumen pads into it, and it acts as an interface so you can actually have an iPhone or iPad or a computer where the frequency would be pumped in and actually just change the flicker rate of the lights. The other is actually even simpler, which we actually designed yesterday with Emil de Toffel from Less EMF, and for a very minimal cost. In fact, he says he can actually get the device for somebody under $20. And
wow.
It basically is a yo-yo, it's called yo-yo mini amplifier, and he plugs in these micro, if you want to call electrodes, that are about an inch across, and we can just plug in an MP with a 3.5 audio jack from your iPhone or iPad, and we can pump in the harmonic resonant frequencies of specific minerals and or we call morphogenic field frequencies for specific organs. It turns out you can't have health or disease unless you have the right circuit present. And that circuit is interesting. In my research of it, I actually found that if you have a circuit, let's say, in the right knee where you pick up a specific spectral frequency with a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit analyzer and picovolts and microamps, and you check the left knee and there's no rheumatoid arthritis disease in that left knee, there's no circuit. In other words, frequency is king. Energy is king. It actually even overrides the enzyme activity, the immunological activity, and even the cell-mediated immunity. So your T lymphocytes, even if they're tuned on to attack a joint, they're not going to attack a joint unless there's a circuit present there. Isn't that interesting? You can't even get a metastasis of a tumor unless there's a circuit that allows that tumor to metastasize to that target tissue. Is that interesting or what?
That's very interesting, I think.
Yeah. In other words, frequency is king. And the way that life forms are, they're a dance between harmonic resonant frequency, primarily light, infrared light, and there's also what's called parallel or interlocked or interlocked frequencies of direct current harmonic resonant electrical frequencies, so you can pick up microcurrent, which is why acupuncture, especially electroacupuncture with specific frequencies, is extremely effective. And I've talked to Darren Star when I have in my office, I still have it in storage now, one of their fancy microcurrent devices. And his current device, actually, you can download and put frequencies into his microcurrent device. So I'm working with them and trying to develop a strategy to allow his doctors around the world to test out my theories to show that it can actually alter illness and even turn illness off by changing the frequencies. Now, you already do that with lumen. Lumen is what I call fiddle-proof. I mean, you can't electrocute yourself. You can't interfere with your radio. You can't screw up the airliner if you have it plugged into your airline seat when you're sitting in the airliner. You know, it doesn't screw up your car radio if you're doing it on your back as you're traveling a long trip and you put it on your back. It's fiddle-proof, isn't it? You just turn on the frequency. You can't even get burnt because it's not a heating pad. It's a light pad. And, in fact, I tell people to prove it to them. They can put a gel pack, like one of these, you know, fancy gel packs on their knee, let's say, and slap the lumen pad on top of it. And while their skin is cooling off with the gel pack, the light's going all the way through it because it go up to through 12 inches bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, and nervous system. Kind of neat, isn't it?
It's very neat, yes.
So, you know, you've got stories, I'm sure, about little birds. By the way, does anybody use these with their poikilothermic animals like snakes and monitor lizards and other things? Anybody done lizard therapy with light? Because these are very sensitive to infrared light. I wonder if the lizards particularly like lumen photons. Anybody?
I do know of someone who treated their snakes with it. Successfully. Of course, I don't know that they were exactly sure what was wrong with the snake, but
well, that's the other
nice
thing. You don't have to be diagnostic. You almost have to just turn it on to a base frequency for what you think might be the problem. Let's say their spine or
their
internal organs. You don't need to be diagnostic. You just turn it on, put the lights on, and all of a sudden the perfusion of organs increases, the oxygenation increases, the release of nitric oxide increases, the metabolism for detoxification increases, the ability to fight pathogens increases. I mean, all those things are good. So whatever you're doing, whether taking drugs from their veterinarian for their snake, or they're, you know, recovering from a trauma because, you know, somebody ran over them with a bicycle and the snake's not happy, they're going to recover faster and to a greater extent if they're simply getting perfused and their cells and tissues are being generated to, you know, re-heal themselves. Now, I'm going to start from head to toe some novel things that you may or may not realize. Lumen Photon putting on setting number 3 is really good to induce sleep. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it does is it stimulates the pineal gland, which is a master gland that releases melatonin in your brain. What's the most powerful anti-cancer molecule in your body? It is melatonin.
Did you really? Know
that?
No, I did not know that.
Researchers at the University of Colorado, and they proved that people with low melatonin levels on blood tests are always the people that get cancer. So if you are a big releaser of melatonin, your risk of cancer is significantly less. How many doctors do a melatonin level at night, which is a blood or saliva draw, and test melatonin levels to see if that person is a high melatonin releaser or not? Because if you're not, even if you're going to sleep, you're much higher risk of cancer. Working their way down, eyes.
Wow, that's fascinating.
If you're getting synovial changes, the first thing you lose is you lose the cholinergic pathways because your eyes see using acetylcholine. It also, perfusion of your eyes, including the retina and the retinal vasculature and the optic nerve head, and regeneration of the myelin sheath in the back of the eye are dependent on oxidative metabolism. So as soon as you're using Lumen, you're going to lower intraocular pressures, you're going to increase perfusion of the back of the eye, and you're going to regenerate dysmyelination of the optic nerve head and the fovea, the central part of your vision. And you look at teeth. NICO, N-I-C-O setting, they did studies and they found that cavitations, or NICO, which you can find in a pen x-ray, there's big pockets around your teeth. Looks scary, actually, if you've ever seen a pen x-ray of somebody's mouth. Goes, oh my gosh, look at those ugly cavity, you know, literally cavities right around the teeth. And there's literally, the bone is literally retracting away from the tooth roots, and the sharp A fibers that hold the tooth in place, they're either whittled down or they're gone. Not a good thing. Which is why literally your teeth are rattling around your head. You start using Lumen, you take CoQ10, ubiquinol, you take Collagen Max, you take some other things to regenerate the bone, like Bone Generator, Micell D3, Myco D2, and full vitamin K2. And all of a sudden, those cavitation holes close with the Lumen machine at NICO setting, 15 to 30 minutes twice a day, and all of a sudden you say, my gosh, I don't need to have dentures or implants. I can keep my teeth.
Yep.
It also improves perfusion, so if you're trying to fight infections with our antipathogenics like Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, and Allicin Med, and now our NutriImmune 26Y, you're likely to be able to get rid of periodontal disease. And it turns out all the bacteria that affect most of your body comes from your mouth. So there. Now let's say we go down next. Let's say we look at the arteries in your neck. And let's say you've got some unstable plaque. It's not yet hardened. Or let's say you've got hardened plaque in your arteries on a B-scan ultrasound. Put the Lumen pad over the vessels. Stick it on the circulatory frequency, which is frequency number 4. And over time, especially if you take our nutraceuticals like Omega Supreme Pro and Neovasc, which is for high triglycerides, and things to prevent cholesterol oxidation, which includes gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, and ultrathione B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen, your cholesterol plaque not only decalcifies because you're taking our full vitamin K2, which reverses calcified plaque, and your fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro, your body gets rid of the free radicals in the Lumen pad. You go back 6 months later, look at your carotid artery and say, my gosh, the plaque is 75% gone. That actually happens. So we can have people that have a partially blocked artery in their leg. They take our Cardiovasc and our other nutraceuticals, and they slap the Lumen pad over the blocked artery, and it opens up. You probably hear this all the time, right, where people have a calcified high-speed CT scan in their heart. They slap the Lumen pads over their chest. They take their nutraceuticals, and 6 months later, the doctor repeats a high-speed CT scan, and their calcium score is improved.
Yes.
So that's another. Mm-hmm. Asthma, chronic obstructive lung disease. We want to regenerate your lung tissue. I have a patient that right now is in cancer treatment, but she's got COPD. And it's very frequent. Smokers, and not only cigarettes, but marijuana. Or they just get industrial exposure now. And we put the lumen pads over the lung tissue, and we gave them not only all our nutraceuticals to clear the pathogens like cell detox, glutathione, and NutriSilver, et cetera, but we now have peptides that will regenerate any target organ, including lung tissue. You slap the lumen pads over your lungs for 15 to 30 minutes twice a day, and all of a sudden, my gosh, when you walk 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 feet, your oxygen level doesn't crash. That's because you're actually regrowing lung tissue, because you can, believe it or not. Most people think, I can't regrow lungs. Everybody does. No one's older than a 7-year-old. You heard me say that before, right?
Yep.
And by that I mean this. And that analogy is this, that your body's constantly regenerating tissue, some of them really fast. How many days does it take to regenerate the endothelial lining of your artery walls and sort your body?
Gosh, I don't remember.
four days.
4 days, that's amazing.
Right. So if you're not taking care of your artery walls, they're going to go to hell in a handcart really fast. Every tissue in your body, the only thing that stays around a little longer are stray neurons that remember what your previous clone was that cloned you into your current body. So your past clone, 7 years ago, sent some neurons to keep some what I call hardwiring microtubules to indicate what your previous clone looked like, who it was related to, and what things it did to get educated at its current level and what relationship it had. When you think of it that way, that you're the current version, clone version of a previous you, then you have a little different viewpoint of what life is, right?
I think that's a really creative way to think about it.
Right.
It opens up a lot of possibility that people don't realize they have.
Yeah. You're a clone of a previous you. So I'm 65. I'm a clone of the 58-year-old Dr. Bill. And other than a few neurons, every cell in my body has been changed, including bone, skin, blood vessel walls, everything. Is that interesting or what? So you can clone yourself into a healthier body if you stimulate with the right energetics, the right nutraceuticals, the right molecules, and the right gene activation and detoxify the heavy metals and toxic volatile chemicals that are screwing up your gene expression. And that's where lumen comes in. So one of the tricks I've used now is I can take this little little battery-operated generator, which is under $20, and a little electrodes, and just tape it to the back of the lumen pad. So while you're using your lumen pad, you actually can irradiate with a scalar frequency on the back of the pad going through the light pad while you're doing the treatment. So it will indirectly affect a little, because it's a inductive frequency, it'll put a little bit of a flicker on the lights when they're in the on phase. And it also will directly irradiate the tissues, creating what's called entrainment. Entrainment means it induces a healing frequency to the body to open the ion channels to let minerals in, to let your body turn on the genes to make structural proteins and enzymes to heal you. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's very cool.
And also, it also tells you that there are also dangerous things out there. For example, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, step-down transformers, little ones you plug in your wall to do your laptop. All these create harmonic resonant frequencies, including these little light-emitting diodes you have in your ceiling that have mercury in them. They actually create resonant harmonic frequencies of mercury, and they have the same biological effect in your body as if you actually had mercury in your body, because the resonant frequency jams zinc metalloenzymes, most prominent of which is copper zinc superoxide dismutase, so your levels of singlet oxygen go up in your body, which is the most dangerous of all the free radicals. So if you're exposed to harmonic radiation that is mercury ballast in your light-emitting diodes in your ceiling, it actually is causing your body to be bathed with singlet oxygen, which is the nastiest of all the free radicals. That's interesting,
yikes.
Isn't it? Yikes. It's a big yikes. And, yeah. Of course, they tried to recruit me multiple times in the dark, but to have to make, you know, more weird science so the guys in the NSA and the maniacs would actually use my abilities and skill sets along with other smart people. A percentage of us are not only smart, we're also unethical. Luckily, I was ethical, so I wouldn't do all that crazy crap. But there's some unethical smart people that will do whatever the demonic class want. This can be used for good, or it can be used for evil. So if you don't understand the Gwen network or don't understand harmonic radiation coming through your power lines or your water pipes because you've got magnetite in the ground, and the dirty electricity the power corporations dump back in comes back into your home, you need lumen photon just to reset your body. I call it a body eraser. It's like taking a big sponge eraser up to the board with your teacher and then scrubbing it across the board to take off all the bad chalks. And then when you do a clean, you know, set of things for the class, the board's nice and clean for you to actually write on it. Interesting, eh?
Uh-huh.
And people don't know that, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, nobody asks tough questions, because as I use a couple of analogies. I said, you know, the mountain of wisdom and power, because wisdom leads to power, comes through the valley of stupid. In other words, yeah, if you don't feel stupid and ignorant and lost, you never are going to get wiser, because you're going to not ask tough enough questions to realize that what you thought you knew never was correct. Or only partially correct and mostly wrong. For example, I like to ask people that have got triple PhDs and MDs and other things, you know, tough questions like, what's a cell? I open it up and I do what I call a combination of Bones and James T. Kirk. What's a cell? Bones? A cell. It's an envelope. It's got a nucleus. And what makes a cell alive? And they'll give you some pat answer, you know, like I call a kindergarten answer, and I'm thinking, I gotcha. The next set of questions is going to pin you down like a bug that I'm mounting to put in the hallway of a university. You know, you're going to be soon a mounted bug, you know, with a bunch of pins through your wings and your thorax and your abdomen.
Oh, my.
People say, that's why people are fearful to call into my show. I'm thinking, don't be afraid. I like to play that song just before I ask for callers. From Cerebrelli's, I want to see you be brave.
Right.
I don't bite. And by the way, I have what's called radio distemper shot. So even if I do bite, you'll recover.
Oh, gosh.
And video distemper shots for our simulcast. So I want people to laugh. Don't take them seriously. So once in a while, I'll crack a crazy joke in the middle of something that seems really serious, because, you know, you're going to be dead a long time, so why not live long, healthy, and well? Why not live to be 120 and live well, and then you pop, turn into a dust pile, and they put you on an urn on the mantle and say, that's Grandpa. You know, why live for 20 years with tubes in every orifice, or take polypharmacy and become a zombie or a shadow of your previous self? Why live limping along in pain or with dysfunction when you can cut down your drugs from 8 drugs to maybe 1 or 2? Right?
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Why not regenerate your kidneys by taking our peptides from the European Academy of Sciences? Dr. Kevinson from the Russian Academy of Sciences in St. Petersburg, who's head of the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, why not take that along with our fancy nutraceuticals like ultrathiamine B1 that gets rid of singlet oxygen and diosmin that blocks the natriuretic peptidase that destroys your blood vessel walls, including your eyes, kidneys, and elsewhere? Why not take nutraceuticals along with lumen that'll actually regenerate your eyes and your kidneys and lower your blood pressure and improve your perfusion and stimulate your body to reduce nitric oxide, so you're perfusing organs now instead of taking your fourth or fifth or sixth drug that makes you a shadow of your previous self? I choose a few new terms for the pharmacy. I'll call it FARM for pharmacy, the pharmacy. And the other term I use now, I actually didn't invent it, I just saw it somewhere by some brilliant person who must be thinking along the same lines as Deagle. They call it the Harmacy, H-A-R-M, the Harmacy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. So why do the Harmacy or the Farm, F-A-R-M, and be farmed? Why not take Lumen Photon with our nutraceuticals? And if you have to take some drugs, I'll tell you the minimum that may be safe, but most drugs out there are not safe. Especially, there's always a price. You know, it's like all the, what's that deal you make with the devil? It's a... You know, there's always a price to pay if you make a deal with the devil, right?
Right.
Remember that commercial about 25 years ago was putting something into chocolate bars, and I think the devil said, you know, anything for this particular type of chocolate bar, right? And of course, the guy wanted it. The devil wanted his soul, right? And the soul, mm-hmm. Your soul is to actually be a person. So you don't really die, but we keep your shadow around to make people not realize that we're not going to chisel out your tombstone yet. We'll wait a few years while your shadow stays here, but you're not really functioning because you're in so much pain, or your brain doesn't work anymore because you're on so many drugs. And you start using Lumen, you won't be on pain meds. If you start using Lumen, maybe your vision's going to come back. You start using Lumen, maybe your C-reactive protein will drop, and you'll be, instead of 5 drugs, maybe 1 or 2 drugs for your blood pressure and mostly nutraceuticals. If you have peripheral neuropathy, 1 in 20 diabetics in 20 years will get peripheral neuropathy so bad they want to commit suicide. Do you know that?
Oh, 1 in 20.
Not only that, toxic neuropathy, firefighters, people working in industry, people working around electromagnetics, a lot of electromagnetics, they get, you know, we call electrical induced peripheral neuropathy. These are pretty serious things. Pain syndromes, lumen photon, man. Because if you wanted to diagnose pain, and I tell people, a lot of people think they're experts on pain, and I like to ask them questions to just kind of take them down to Chinatown, which means they have a zero or even a minus IQ. Have you ever heard of things that are actually super geniuses, but it's actually on the negative intelligence scale? I've invented the Deagle negative intelligence scale. Some people have IQs of 4,000, but it's actually negative.
Oh, boy.
They actually make rocks look like super geniuses or inert objects.
That explains a lot.
It does. It explains politicians, government, university professors that teach things that are plainly not logical that a child would ask a tough question like, you know, by the way, the emperor not only has no clothes, but he has a very hairy posterior. And intellectually, when you see this in medicine or geopolitics, whatever, you have to realize that people think of stupidity as a form of artwork. They don't really want to ask the tough questions because they don't want to be empowered with the truth. They want to continue doing things that are suicidally stupid that'll hurt them or hurt their colleagues or their parents. So I often get panic calls. People, how rescue me, Dr. Deagle? My doctor's killing me. I'm thinking, okay, tell me what your doctor did. Oh, yeah, he is killing you. And you put up with it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, whether it's pain medications or, you know, injections of steroids that'll screw up your joints or, you know, or give you a spinal inflammatory syndrome, you know, that we call arachnoiditis. You know that 4 or 5 shots in the lower spinal will increase by 25 to 40% the number of people with a slow spinal leak and give them chronic arachnoiditis of their spinal cord and nerve roots all the way through their entire nervous system.
Most
people don't know these ugly facts. These are medical legal facts that people like me that are consults for medical lawsuits know. That's why you'll see commercials on television where they give you 4 to 6 seconds of benefits and they keep playing music and showing beautiful pictures while they're dancing through the daisies, I call it, or walking along the beach, walking along the beach with their relatives, and then an attorney in the background is saying, a black box warnings of how this will make you miserable or kill you prematurely.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
It really is.
Let's go back. Lumen photon does 3 things. Increases perfusion, increases oxygenation, increases energetics. Every disease known has those 3 things. Hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals. And lumen gets rid of all 3, whether it's causing cancer, inflammation, autoimmunity, or degeneration and lack of tissue regeneration, and cloning you into a new you. So use your lumen pad. I call it the light band-aid, a miracle band-aid. Put it on your body and heal.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And we're joined with Fareed from CardioVasc. And I can tell you, CardioVasc is vastly improved and important compared to any other nutraceutical out there for your heart and vasculature. There's a number of knockoffs, and I'm going to mention them because they are knockoffs that are far inferior and you do not want to take them. And we have a number of people who have switched back to the original formula developed by Sam Ibrahim, Fareed's dad, who is a trained in Germany in pharmacognosy. The particular biomolecules are sourced from the right part of the plant. Every batch is checked for the presence of these biomolecules at the right concentrations, and they have the superior rating at the Canadian government for the CardioVasc, which we have the U.S. version, which contains ginkgo biloba that has been removed even from the Canadian version because, of course, the regulatory authorities don't like somebody taking something that will thin their blood out, which, by the way, is a good thing. We're going to soon have some videos on with Dr. Ralph Holsworth, who unfortunately can't come on during the day. He's so busy, but he will be on soon, some videos after the show. So we'll be doing that with Ralph. He worked with Dr. Sumi in Japan, developed nattokinase, which is one of our products we carry in our nutraceuticals. And ginkgo biloba is one of the components. So, Fareed, the knockoffs include Extendivite, Stroh's Heart Drops, Heart and Body. And do not believe anybody telling you on this network or anywhere else that it's superior or even equivalent to CardioVasc. It's not. I'm the authority, they're not, and you need to know the facts. And we can actually measure biomarkers. For example, a NEVA scan of your arteries and veins of your leg will show it reverses arterial vascular blocking. A high-speed CT scan with calcium score will show it reversing calcium scores of the heart. We see people opening up their carotid arteries using CardioVasc so that their unstable plaque actually reduces and calcified plaque reverses. It really is pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
It is.
So, Fareed, we're doing really well. We have a lot of people that are on it or have switched to the real stuff, and they've been really pleased with their results. Lower blood pressure, higher perfusion, better brain function. They often are surprised to say, hey, how come my brain's working better? How come my asthma and my chronic lung disease are better? How come my legs don't crap when I'm a weekend warrior? Why is that, doctor? And many of the times we're not getting people who are taking a whole pile of nutraceuticals. They're just taking cardiovascular. They're not even taking, you know, magnesium glycinate malate or gamma E plus or supernox to release nitric oxide or beet VO2, max powder, omega supreme. These are all things that I take, we should take. But many of them are just saying, hey, I just took the cardiovascular and I'm happy. And so when you hear somebody that says that, you know, including the guy that sells the Extendivite, by the way, he was taking cardiovascular. He was not taking Extendivite all his years. A few years ago, he grabbed the formula from Sam and made a knockoff version. So when he was rescued from a so-called heart attack, which he had as a guy marketing satellite dishes in Ontario, Canada, he was on cardiovascular. He was not on Extendivite, was he?
Nope, exactly.
He needs, and we didn't know that. I'm setting the record straight. If you don't like it, put it in your pipe and smoke it. Too bad. So Dr. Deagle is the Dirty Harry of wellness. And I'm going to make your day out there. I'll make you well if you listen to me. If you don't, you're going to suffer. Okay? So that's just the way it is. And if you think you know more than me, let's go toe-to-toe. Because I believe in mixed mental martial arts. How's that?
Perfect.
You can imagine, and I might launch myself a lawsuit against these characters pulling this stuff off because I find it disturbing to have pseudo-experts out there trying to say that their particular knockoff product is equivalent when they're actually putting people in harm's way. Fried, let's go through the seven components of cardiovascular.
Sure. So one of the key components is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract. And so one of the differences between cardiovascular, the original formula, and all these knockoffs is that we know where to source the correct plants. We know what to extract. We know the marker compounds to look for and to test for. And so in the case of the hawthorn, we don't use the berries in our product. It's leaf and flower. That's what is beneficial for heart and circulatory purposes. And we standardize to 1.8% Vitexin, and we look for that marker compound in every batch. We test it using a third-party lab.
Right. Now, What do you think is happening when somebody takes cardiovascular? Let's go through if you take the Vitexin, you're getting stimulation of mitochondria in your heart and in your blood vessels, so you get a better contractile force. The shearing force of the heart pulse hits the blood vessels, and you have three things happening. You got the vasa nervorum, which means there's a set of nerves on the outside of the nerves that make the blood vessel contract. You have the shearing force striking the inside of the intimal lining, releasing nitric oxide. And then you have the mitochondria with proper perfusion causing a peristaltic wave of contraction. If you actually calculate the non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of the blood flow, in a healthy heart and circulatory system, 70% of the blood flow is actually due to your blood vessels, not your heart. And there's no blood flow back to your heart by your heart. It's all the blood vessels, the veins, venules, that pulse of the blood back to your heart. And by the way, these nutraceuticals also work in the lymphatic system. That's something I didn't discuss before. Did you know a lot of the same molecules that work in cardiovascular for your vascular system work on your lymphatics? And there's two main lymphatic vessels that come back. The one for your right upper limb dumps into your upper venous system that feeds back to your right atria. And the one for the left actually feeds the whole rest of the body. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And the lymphatic vessels, it's actually a lot of the same biomolecules that we have in cardiovascular actually stimulate your lymphatics to wash your cells of your body and dump the material back so eventually it goes through your liver and your spleen to detoxify and pull the bad biomolecules or fragments of pathogens and toxins out and either detoxify them or get rid of them. So it's not just working on your arterial and venous system, it's working on your lymphatics too. Next component is?
So then we have the aged garlic extract.
Now it's not just Allicin, which we have in our Allicin Med. And, of course, our Allicin Med is 200 milligrams more than Alamed at less than half the cost, and it's one of the major antipathogenics. It also has a number of other molecules in there, including ones that will block angiotensin-converting enzyme and the ability to kill nanobacteria, which are the primary infected biofilm in your blood vessel walls that actually starts from your mouth. So it's an ACE inhibitor, but it works in a way that's much better than the ACE inhibitor drugs. If you take Capitin, you'll actually get a Capitin cough because it blocks bradykinin and neurotenin breakdown, which will cause you to have a reflex cough in your bronchi because it lowers your threshold for a cough reflex. You don't get that with Cardivasc. So you actually lower ACE activity in your kidneys by simply taking Cardivasc. Interesting, hey?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're on an ACE receptor blocker, an ARB we call them, you don't get a bad interaction with Cardivasc. You would if you took an ACE inhibitor with an ARB, you know, with two different drugs, because you get a nasty side effect if you're taking both. Interesting, eh?
Yep.
What's the next component?
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne is vasodilator, increases nitric oxide, and of course we take that along with the nitrate source of beet VO2 max powder, and we use our capsules of Supernox. But the cayenne by itself will do it. In fact, a lot of people just take our Cardivasc. You don't take all these other, I call Dr. Deagle add-ons, you know. If I can, of course, well, this is one of the things I believe that functional medicine, nutritional overkill, will make certain we have higher rates of success. So if you take it and you still think, well, I'm still getting cold hands and feet while you're taking Cardivasc, well, we'll add the new Supernox and the Beet VO2 Max powder. But in many people, when they start taking Cardivasc, they say, man, my hands and feet are warm. I even leave in Canada, eh? okay, what's the next one?
So then we have the bilberry.
Now, bilberry is the most dialyzable small antioxidant that's other than hydrogen. Hydrogen is the smallest antioxidant. Did you know that?
Well, it does stand to reason, but yes.
Yeah, it's the smallest antioxidant, but the smallest dialyzable one in the plant or animal kingdom is bilberry, which means it penetrates better into deep organs than any other biomolecule, which is kind of cool. It means that you're going to end up with a free radical scavenging effect. Now, the three main free radicals, singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy, and nitroperoxy radical. And, of course, the nutraceuticals we add for that are ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+. But you get a lot of that activity already in Cardivasc, which means Cardivasc is like a one-size-fits-all, hit all the balls and get a strike kind of nutraceutical. So a lot of people say, hey, I can afford Cardivasc because we always have it on special, both the drops and the capsule. We always have free shipping. Nobody can beat our prices, can they? So
exactly.
What's next?
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is the component that's in the U.S. version, the Cardivasc we carry, rather than the Cardovite, which is in Canada. And it lowers blood viscosity. And one of the tests that I recommend, and I do periodically myself, is to do not only the QRMA, which looks at blood viscosity, and a metapathia scan, which looks at blood viscosity, but a rheologic blood viscometry test. And there's the main lab that we'll be referring to, and have on actually on the show, will be the director of the Meridian Valley Labs in Seattle, Washington. And they do a dual laser viscometry, like the same machine that I had in my office in Denver, and it'll measure whether or not your blood viscosity. And this is completely separate from taking drugs that, quote, are blood thinners, like Coumadin, Eliquis, Xarelto, Pradaxa, etc., which, by the way, if you happen to have the wrong genetics or have the wrong diet, you could have a massive internal bleed. So you need to know that you're already taking, in a sense, a blood thinner. And that's why I tell people, if you're taking Cardivasc and you're planning major surgery, you got to stop it 4 days beforehand, because your blood will not clot as easily, and you will have less chance, if you have chronic atrial fibrillation, of throwing a microclot in what we call microclot dementia. You ever heard of microclot dementia before?
No, I actually haven't.
What happens, you throw off tiny little microclots to your brain, and you don't realize it. You knock out this neuron and that neuron, like what we call BB effects, the BB effects in the astrocytes, and you don't notice it until you're down to your last few thousand good neurons, which could take 30 years or 20 years.
Right.
It's worse if you have what's called an ostium secundum flap valve, and the only way to see it, by the way, is do a transesophageal echo. You can't see it on a transthoracic echo. You put a catheter down their throat and their esophagus, and you have to look sideways to see if there's a flap between the right and left atrium. And 25% of the population has that flap. So clots in the right side of the heart can shoot to the left and up your carotid artery to your brain, middle cerebral artery. So what people should start understanding is this is a clot prevention strategy too. So even before you start adding natokinase, or, you know, thinking of talking to your doctor about being on Eliquis, which is half the risk of Xarelto or Pradaxa, these drugs are big time. In fact, the lawsuit, if you see it on TV, is they've already set aside, and there are big lawsuits already that have been gone through the courts, $650 million for the people that have either had major bleeds and arrived in hospital or died from bleeds caused by these drugs. Whereas you take Cardiovasc, you're not going to be in danger. You don't need to do a blood test, but it is going to thin out your blood and reduce the risk of stroke or heart attack and forming new plaque. So it's a plaque buster. Next component.
Then we have the valerian.
Valerian is an autonomic nervous system. The problem is that we live in a stressful world. This is, valerian is, it even sounds like valor. In other words, it's something like, hey, this is uplifting. If you take valerian, it's going to calm you out. It's going to smooth out your day. It's a lubricant for life, I call it. It increases your parasympathetic over your sympathetic fight or flight nervous system. So valerian is important. When you take it, it's going to calm you down. It's going to lower your dopamine, norepinephrine. It's going to lower your what's called vasoreactivity of your autonomic nervous system. So that's good. What's the next component?
And then we have the milk thistle.
Which I think is our last one, isn't it? Milk thistle is a universal detoxifier. It basically, milk thistle extract tells your liver, detoxify or die. And when you detoxify, people don't realize these toxins are everywhere. They're in the plastic materials that have your food cartons. They're in the environment. They're outgassed in your home and building materials. And these materials all damage the endothelial lining of your heart and blood vessels. And they're also, many of them are what we call feminizing. And so you're getting rid of these toxic chemicals. You're making your arteries healthier. So detoxifying is a good thing. In fact, it's interesting if you take antibiotics that kill your normal healthy probiotic bacteria in your lower bowel and you get what we call dysbiotic bacteria, they re-release toxins your liver conjugated by using things like milk thistle that's in Cardiovasc. So if you take 2 weeks of antibiotics, you permanently increase your risk of colon cancer and cancer throughout your body because you're re-releasing those toxins that re-concentrate in the target organs. And so there's a direct link. The same way people should realize a lot of the plasticizing and other agents that actually damage your blood vessel walls, your liver is trying to get rid of. And when you take milk thistle, it works harder to do that process to get rid of the toxins.
Yeah.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah.
So, Fareed, I take it, you take it. I'm a borderline diabetic. I have basically normal blood sugars because I take tons of nutraceuticals. I don't take any drugs, not even glucophage. I have two brothers that are diabetic pharmacists, and they're taking lots of drugs, and one of them takes a ton of insulin. My grandfather died of diabetes. If I wasn't taking this, I'd be in significant bad trouble because I'd have a tendency toward hypertension, too, which I take very lot of nutraceuticals. I take Cardiovasc, and I don't take a little bit. I normally take like three capsules, usually three times a day, but I have it in my drink, which is Sports Energy Light and Brain Mag and Calm Mind to calm my nervous system. But I have, how many drops do you think I have in my drink that's sitting right beside me right now I just picked up?
I don't know.
Make a wild guess. Probably around 45 to 60 drops.
Yeah, okay.
I don't believe in half dosages. I take mega dosages.
Right.
It works. And if you take a moderate dose of something, hey, my blood pressure hasn't dropped, take more. You might need to take more for a while until your body starts to move the toxins out of your body and your arteries start to relax and your nitric oxide is releasing. And then eventually, after a period of months, you can start dropping your dosage. But you can do tests like the EndoPad or Endothelix that will show your perfusion of your arteries and release nitric oxide or just checking your blood pressure. One of the best ways to test is our new blood pressure machine that measures the flexibility of your arteries, which we have on the front of our NutriMedical page now. What's neat is, and this is a kind of neat little device. Let me just give you the full name here. It's called the BioCuff. And the BioCuff will actually measure, each time you measure your blood pressure, it measures the flexibility of your artery wall. So that's one of the things the Cardiovasc does. It makes your artery walls more compliant, more responsive to the shearing force of the heart pulsing. Your blood vessels healthy, so they actually assist your heart by pumping blood. And the BioCuff actually measures that, and you can do that at home. Pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What number of Americans, and of course I'm sure it's a similar percentage in Canadians, what number of Americans, we're going to say about 200 million adult Americans, what number of Americans have significantly elevated blood pressure? And this is by the American College of Cardiology.
I believe it's somewhere around 60%.
The number I heard is 75 million. It's probably higher than that, to be honest with you.
Right.
If you do perfusion tests like EndoPad or Endothelix, it's probably higher. They're talking about people with really high blood pressure, but a lot of people even have normal tension, need Cardivest because their perfusion is crappy. So even if you're normal tensive, if you've got poor perfusion, you should be on Cardivest. That's interesting too, isn't it?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent...
Daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. So, Fareed, here's a list of tests that, you know, I'm a medical doctor. I'm retired, but I teach doctors and patients around the world what to do. First test you want to do is get a BioCuff. Test your own blood pressure and your blood vessel stiffness at home. Next is to go to a cardiologist and get an endopath or endothelix test to look for your blood perfusion and the response of your arterial autonomic nervous system and nitric oxide. Third test you want to do is do an echocardiogram of your carotid arteries, B-scan, and your heart. And if they suspect that you might have a ostium secundum flap valve defect, you do a transesophageal echo. Next test is a high-speed CT scan, which takes 8 seconds. It'll tell you if you've got calcified arteries, because if you repeat the test, it'll get better on Cardiovasc after 6 months. We've had a lot of people who have actually been scheduled for stents or bypass. They take it for a period of time, and by the way, their arteries reverse to normal. Next test I recommend, and this is for peripheral, if you're getting leg cramps and so on, the first thing to think of is you got an artery that's partially or pretty seriously blocked. 1 in 20 males over age 40 is a 93% plus blockage in one major artery below their knee. So you want to do what's called a NEVA, N-E-V-A, arterial and venous study, which is non-invasive. The next study to do, that's the most advanced look at your heart, is called a cardiolite CT scan. It uses a radioisotope to actually scan your heart to look at perfusion, and it's between 93 and 98% sensitive to pick up. If you've got arteries that are kind of wonky or going to be in spasm, even if you don't have a fixed blocked artery, there's an artery that will go in spasm. As they raise your cardiac rate, and we call the stress in your heart pharmacologically, you're going to show signs on your CT scan that's going to tell us that you're going to you have the danger of what I call faceplant syndrome. That's a legalism, by the way. Faceplant syndrome is death and you're not coming back, buddy, kind of attitude syndrome. So, unfortunately, a lot of people who have heart disease don't have a second chance, and that means men and women. Unfortunately, although it's a little bit earlier in men, women, when they get heart disease, it's sneakier, it's faster, and it's much more lethal. You know, more women die quickly without any warning than men, even when they do get heart disease, usually 5 to 10 years later. They faceplant faster. And then with no any warning whatsoever, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, just time to die, buddy. Bam, you're gone. And so if you do the proper studies, and then the other test that I think is very important, one of the first tests, is a rheologic buzz viscometry test and PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor, and C-reactive protein and homocysteine, and you want to do the 1,000 to 500 milligram challenge with L-methionine and amino acid the day before or night before you do the homocysteine test. If your homocysteine is high, if your PI-1 is high, if your C-reactive protein is high, we can lower the C-reactive protein and PI-1 with Cardiovasc, and then we add natokinase. Usually a megadose, each of men, 2 capsules 3 to 4 times a day. Women, 1 capsule 3 to 4 times a day will do the trick. And monitor your tests. You know, go back and, you know, measure twice, cut once. Go and test it. And you see, a Yahoo that's not a medical doctor won't know about these tests or even how they advise you if you send the test results to them. They don't know how to do it. They know how to put satellite dishes on it. They do not know how to manage heart disease. Dr. Deagle, Family Internal Medicine Intensive Care Unit, does. Get it? My advice works. And I keep current with the latest knowledge. Other people are Yahoos. Okay? That's the facts, Jack. Fareed, we'll see you back here next week. Coming up, our retired, recently retired attorney, Andrew Shatkin, will be here. And then coming up tomorrow, Josh Bernstein has moved his hour from Friday to Wednesday. Dr. Bob Thiel will be back with some amazing things, talking about Donald Trump and the latest attacks on the Trump administration with the so-called intel leaks. You don't want to miss it. We've got quite a lineup this week here for you. Take care. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Shatkin, our newly retired attorney, talking about all kinds of things like the travel ban and much more.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host,